Happy Tuesday, everyone. I am Dawn Ireland, president of CDH International, and this is the CDH Radio Show. This week, we are interviewing Kayleen Moore. She is the mom of CDH survivor Jeremiah, and they live out in Wisconsin. And this interview is from our 2021 telethon, and Kayleen has just joined our team as a fundraiser, so we're excited to have her, and we decided to feature her on the radio show this week. All right, everyone, we have Kayleen here with us, and she is going to share her story, her cherub story, their family journey, and I'm going to ask you to start by telling us a little bit about yourself, where you live, what your dynamic was like when you first heard CDH. Do you have other children? You know, what was life like before CDH? And then explain to us the very first time you heard the words congenital diaphragmatic hernia.
Okay, so a little bit about us is we currently live in Norwalk, Wisconsin. I was actually a high school graduate before I found out shortly after I actually told everybody that I was expecting. We went in for what we thought was a just normal doctor's appointment, and then found out that I was actually about halfway through my pregnancy before I found or I told anybody, because I didn't know. We went in, had an ultrasound done, got a call a few days later that there was some issues going on that were urgently needed to be talked about. So we set up an appointment, got referred to in Mayo in Minnesota, because they wanted me to be seen by a specialist. And then I heard the words CDH at 19, which was not something I was expecting to hear. Because I mean, I don't know any young teenager that's expecting to hear those words. And then we got a very, very strong team that actually one of his nurses, I'm still in contact almost daily with, because she loves to keep up with him. We actually met a couple other families through being in the hospital, through the Ronald McDonald House we stayed at. It was definitely a very long experience. He spent 92 days in between NICU and the PEDS unit, recovering from from everything. He ended up with a feeding tube at 2.5 months old, as he was going to need it long term. So they wanted to do a more permanent thing. Unfortunately, we ended up with a silo at 8 days because his stomach wasn't the size it needed to be to fit everything after his surgery, which kind of sucked, but got through it.
So he was 8 days old when he had surgery?
He's been his first one, yep. He had one at 8 days, 11 days, and then 2.5 months to have his G2 placed, which is actually located in the same scar from having his CDH repair done, which I thought was kind of cool that they were able to use the same spot for it.
Now, did he need an oscillating vent or ECMO or nitric oxide or any of that?
That's a you question. Sorry, I have to get my mom. I don't know the answer to that one.
That's okay.
I'm going off to the side here. He did not have to be on ECMO.
Okay.
But he was on the ventilator.
What about the? Yep.
I think he was on oscillator for a while. What was the other question?
Nitric oxide.
Yep, he had that at the very beginning. So.
And how long did you say he was in the hospital?
92 days in total.
And how old is he now?
We actually just turned 5 in February 28th, he turned 5.
Oh, happy birthday. Wow. He is cute.
Thank you.
So how is he doing now? He started, I know with COVID, crazy, but would he be starting school this fall, or did he already start pre-K, or?
So what had actually happened is in 2018, we did 3K after his third birthday, and then he did 3K again this last year up until COVID hit, and then this last September that we just had this year, he went back to in-person school because that's what our school district did, and he's only been out once for 2 weeks due to having some GI issues going on, but other than that, he's been in person the whole time in preschool.
Now, 5 years later, have you had any other hospitalizations or complications? Does he still have the G-tube?
He has recently been, last year he was diagnosed with borderline autism, global delay. Just a couple of months ago, we were diagnosed with sensory processing disorder from being so low muscle toned and stuff from not being able to do anything for the first almost year. He's got AFOs. We are actually in a feeding tube lean program to get rid of his G-tube. We haven't used his G-tube since November 16th of last year. He's gaining weight. He's quite an active little one now.
Buddy, tell us, what do you like to do? What's your favorite thing?
What's your favorite thing? Can you show her your favorite thing as you're holding it and you keep waving it? His favorite thing is his Finding Nemo blanket he was given by one of our, one of my uncles got it for him when he was originally in the hospital. This is actually his backup because his other one's getting seen by the magic laundry fairy.
I've been down that road. I understand that. Wow. Do you like to play games? Do you have a favorite TV show? Do you watch Nemo a million times on TV?
He actually watches Mickey Mouse, Blippi, Coco Melon, Thomas the Train, and that's just to name a few of his favorites. There's a huge list.
Blippi toys.
Yes, I know you have Blippi toys. You got your big bus. Oh yeah, and his new current favorite thing is to run around singing Wheels on the Bus, because you know preschool it is the favorite song in music class.
Well, at least it's not Baby Shark, so you can do, yeah, but wow.
That too.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
Is there anything you can think of? Is there anything you want to say?
I'm just trying to think, because I don't know what I covered at first.
I think I covered pretty much a lot of it.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story and taking the time to talk with us. We really appreciate it. And he is stinking adorable. He looks really great.
Can you show him, Dawn, your cheese face?
Thank you. That is a beautiful cheese face.
That's actually his preschool picture.
Aw.
He's definitely a miracle, that's for sure. They said that he only had a 20% chance for survival when he was first born, and here we are 5 years later, and the team can't believe how far he has come and that he's actually still with us.
Well, and then the fact that his surgeon wasn't expecting to see him, and I think it was 2018. 2017. We went in for his tonsils to be removed, and they also did some granulation tissue on his G-tube, and his surgeon was surprised to even still see that he was 2 years old based off how critical he was when he went in. And then back in November, when he was seen again, he told us he has outlived all of his expectations he had ever had set for him. He goes, this is truly proving medical science can never truly give any legit answer on life expectancy. He goes, because he's outlived everything I've ever said I didn't think he was going to do. Pretty insane to see that, even medical professionals are baffled by how well he's doing now. Versus where we started.
We love proving the doctors wrong in a good way. We love, hearing stories of kids just completely exceeding what they expect of them. And you guys have done a phenomenal job. You really have. Thank you so much for taking time to talk with us. We appreciate it.
Yep, there's his little scar here from his surgery.
He calls it his shark bite.
I like that.
His shark bite.
You can sit. He might be tiny, but he's really mighty.
He's definitely a miracle.
Yep.
Well, thank you all so much. We really appreciate it. We're gonna say goodbye to the audience now. You stick around. Bye-bye. I want to talk to you for a second. Bye-bye. Tell them. Can you say bye?
Can you tell them
bye? I'm in the head.
Yep, that's your head. Can you say bye-bye, Jeremiah?
Can you wave bye?
And turn his lips upside down.
Yeah, bye.
Can you say bye-bye?
I like that. Okay, so I'm gonna cut the interview right there, but I just wanted to personally say thank you so much. And I was 19 when my son was born too. So I completely understand, what it's like to be so young, to have a diagnosis like that. And, my heart goes out to you because I've been in your shoes. I've been exactly in your shoes. And it's hard, but it looks like you guys have a great, family support system, and he's doing amazing. I think our internet is really messed up. Did you hear any of that?
Connection.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting bad. Can you hear me at all?
All of it. I heard bits and pieces of what you would say.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, now I can.
Oh, okay. I was saying that I was 19 too when my son was born with CDH. So I can relate to what you're going through. And how hard it is to be so young, to have a baby that's so sick. I think you're doing a phenomenal job.
Thank you. It's nice to know that, it wasn't just me at that age getting that horrifying word that I had to Google to figure out what it meant.
Well, we're going to raise awareness and we're going to change that. Well, thank you all so much, because I have another interview to do. We appreciate it. And I'll try to let you know about what time frame it's going to air when we get closer to the telethon, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us and hearing another story about another family affected by congenital diaphragmatic hernia. We'd love to raise awareness. Please feel free to share this episode, all of our social media posts, hold a fundraiser for our organization, get involved, volunteer, and join the team. It takes an entire village to help these kids, and so we need everyone on board to help stop congenital diaphragmatic hernia. If you would like to raise awareness and share your story, you can go to www.cdhi.org/share-your-story, and we would love to feature your family and your journey on the CDH Radio Show, on our website, on all of our social media, and in our telethon next year. If you'd like to fundraise, you can reach out to us at fundraising@cdhi.org. And if you'd like to volunteer, please reach out to us at volunteer@cdhi.org. And as always, if you would like more information on congenital diaphragmatic hernia or CDH International, please visit us at www.cdhi.org. Have a great week, and we will see you next Tuesday. Signing out, I'm Dawn Ireland of CDH International. We'll see you then. Bye.